What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace Time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. It's a football Friday, man. Hell
let's
yeah.
Let's spit on you.
You spit on me, and then we're going to blows. That's what we're doing. Oh, man. The NFL is the best. It is the best. We're out watching the game last night at Kirby Ice House, Seth. We're watching the game, and we're looking up at the screen, and the kickoff was at 7:15, and it's 7:16, and we've already had a guy carted off, and Jalen Carter's been kicked out of the game before there's even been a snap from scrimmage. It's the best.
You're watching without sound.
It's the best. Yeah, I'm not even listening to what they're saying on there. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is soap opera drama.
I'll tell you what. Okay, so for those of you who didn't see it, we'll give it the real sequence of events didn't come out until a few hours after the incident. Before the game, the Cowboys are in the huddle. The Philadelphia defense is lined up, and there's just people lingering around. And go ahead.
Well, they're all waiting around because there's an eagle getting peeled off the field.
Dak Prescott kind of like spits in the direction of Jalen Carter and gives a smug smile. You couldn't see this originally, but Jalen Carter takes it upon himself to walk across the line of scrimmage up to the Cowboys huddle, confront Dak Prescott, and spit on Dak Prescott's face right in front of an official. And Jalen Carter's ejected. And that's how the game started.
Yeah.
Now Eagles fans are saying, well, you see Dak Prescott spit first. Yes, I agree. Dak Prescott shouldn't have made that gesture or done that thing to him. But the disproportionate response was the most idiotic thing I've ever seen any football player do.
A disproportionate response that I think 99% of people agree that if it happens in society –
yeah.
You have license to go ahead and punch that person in the face.
Well, it's actually, there is a thing called the fighting words doctrine, Sean.
Okay.
Which it does. It kind of releases you from some of the responsibility. If somebody does something that's typically like, would that person knows it very well could incite a fight because it's such an egregious action, then yeah.
Is spitting part of that doctrine? Is that
spitting might actually be considered either assault or something. I don't know. Lawyers weigh in from state to state. It's different. You don't spit on people.
No, you don't like, spit on people. Just,
he went full Romanowski.
Well,
never go full Romanowski.
Never
on,
go full Romanowski. Never, ever go full Romanowski. And don't do it. As an NFL player that your team needs in a game, like you're one of the best players on the team. Like you're watching this, like Jalen Carter has, over the last 2 years, I think has finally gotten people to where it's like, Seth, I was embarrassed for myself last night when Jalen
Carter.
You ever
advocated?
Yes. The Jalen Carter. When Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott, right in full view of everybody, to get kicked out of a very important season opening game on national TV, I said to myself, this is the first thing I thought of. I said, I cannot believe that when the 25 best players under the age of 25 articles came out, multiple of them, and they all had Jalen Carter in the top three. And they all had Will Anderson somewhere between like 14 and like 18. I cannot believe I had the unmitigated gall to put in the rundown and pose the question to you. Would the Texans have been better off trading up only three spots for Jalen Carter from 12 to 9 instead of trading up nine spots to three to get Will Anderson? And to your credit, you – and I it was a hypothetical. I love Will Anderson.
Yeah,
I,
that
I,
wasn't your hot take or anything.
No. I was merely posing the question – based on the article I was looking at, the question never should have been posed. Ever.
Well, and it is. What I had said at the time remains true, which is you never know when it comes to the character side of things if a team like the Texans really loves Will Anderson that much because of not just his play on the field, it was everything else about him, about his football character, his off-the-field character, everything like that. It's a you don't really... You just got to leave it up to the coaches to decide whether all of that stuff matters as much as it does. I think it's very clear the way, why the Texans liked Will Anderson more than Jalen Carter.
Yes.
For a lot of both couple of the best young defensive players in the league. And yet, I think Will Anderson would like unlikely to be caught. The most egregious thing Will Anderson did on the field last year was not hit Pat Mahomes in the head and get flagged for
and
it
get flagged
in a
for
playoff
it.
Game.
That's right, exactly
to
right.
actually make no contact with Pat Mahomes' helmet and yet somehow ended a drive because of something Will Anderson didn't do.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Now, once they got Jalen Carter to the locker room and cleaned up all the spit, it was a good game last night.
It was a really good game.
Yeah.
And partly, you know, hey, I mean, there's bulletin board material, and then there's spitting on the quarterback right before the game.
Right.
There's, I mean, sometimes bulletin board material is overrated. I'll tell you what, man. You spit on my quarterback's chest right before a game. It's a different level there. It's a different.
Hell yeah.
You saw the Cowboys receivers were going full Nico Collins out there after the catch.
They were
just burying their shoulder into dudes and everything. I'll credit the. I'm going to try to separate the Cowboys from Jerry Jones here for a moment, and almost like I almost start to feel like the Cowboys players this year, like it's going to be out of Major League where they should have a placard of Jerry Jones in the locker room, and every time they win a game, they take off of. An article of clothing.
The owner of the team in Major League was a hot older woman. It was fun to take off those pieces.
And
of
it was
clothes.
And it was a poster of her as a younger woman.
Yeah, right?
She was a go-go girl.
Nobody needs to see Jerry. No, that's not an incentive to win games. To see Jerry Jones' prune shriveled ass in
Jerry
the locker
would love
room.
Love it too. That's the
oh,
problem.
He would. That is true. He'd lean into it 100%.
Did you see our social media numbers?
Well, here's exactly. Well, here's the thing, the Cowboys. Could have won that, could very easily won this game if their star player that they did pay, CeeDee Lamb, didn't have some just catastrophic drops in that game. CeeDee Lamb still had good numbers. He had 7 catches for 110 yards. He should have had 10 catches for about .180 last night.
That, the Cowboys really, there were some opportunities in that game. The one drive that should have been over. When Jason Ferguson drew that penalty in the end zone, they coughed the ball up later in that drive.
Yeah, Miles Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, and CeeDee Lamb, three drops in the game,
three
right?
Three drops in the game, yeah.
Three drops and then another one that wasn't really, I don't think it would have been rated a drop, but was catchable.
It was the very last one. It was the very last offensive play for the Cowboys on fourth down. Dak threw it up to him, and he dove, and I think... You're right. It probably wasn't counted as a drop. The others are drops. They were just bad drops. But that one is one, though, that you go, okay, you're making $35 million a year. This is the moment. You know,
you're not the one that got traded to Green Bay.
No.
Yeah.
The
Cowboys defense, though, to their credit, with a little bit of assistance from a lightning break, how long was that lightning delay?
It was
like an hour.
It was about an hour. Yeah.
I had committed myself before the game. I said, you know what? Come hell or high water, I'm going to watch every single Thursday night game in its entirety.
Oh, no.
I feel like I got a nudge from God. I think God was saying, hey, Seth, old Sethers, you know what? Let's don't be an idiot about this. You got a 3 a.m. wake-up call every day.
No. Yeah. And if you're going to pick a night a school night, if you will, to stay up and watch the game.
Yeah.
Make it either Sunday or Monday. Those are the Thursday night games are terrible.
This is I was thinking about that last night, even with some of the sloppiness or the dropped catches from CeeDee Lamb or the spitting on the chest. Otherwise, an entertaining game.
Very.
This is like this is the last clean Thursday night game of the year.
Yeah.
This is the last time where everybody's
great
fresh
point.
And out there and here you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that
you
is
you can watch it on normal network television.
Total hypothetical, but do the Cowboys win this game if Micah Parsons is on their team?
I think there's a chance because, well, it's hard to say because I think the Cowboys defense turned it on in the second half, partly because they started being more aggressive and blitzing more.
Yeah.
That defense and Matt Eberflus as their coordinator is probably not going to be a defense that blitzes a whole lot. And in week one, you maybe get away with it a little bit, but they can't sustain that over time.
No.
So I it would. Boy.
Let me give you some numbers. Here's why I ask. Jalen Hurts got sacked once the whole game. He got sacked once the whole game. He was pretty comfortable back there, 19 to 23. I mean, only 152 yards, but he helped matriculate the ball down the field. And the two touchdowns were not tush pushes for Jalen Hurts. They were touchdowns where he dropped back to pass, surveyed the field for a good 5 seconds, and then decided to take off, and nobody was within 5 yards of him either time.
These are all plays where there's a much better chance that they stop them with Micah Parsons.
I just wonder if that's like up in Dallas today, if that's a topic. You know, like, oh boy, if we had we'd have won that game.
Yeah, I wonder. There's a lot of coke close going game. On, you know, up there. I'm sure they're agreeing that, no, Micah Parsons was actually the problem last year because of his antics in the locker room or something like that. So I don't know about in Dallas, but in the rest of the rational world, yes, certainly you got a much better chance of winning that game with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if you watch those two teams last night, you know, and give Dallas the fact that they were on the road in a hostile environment, if you knew things about football but you didn't know how last season went and you just dropped somebody in to watch that game, it looked like two pretty evenly matched teams to me. You know, to me, the Cowboys are, if CeeDee Lamb, your star receiver, catches a couple of those three balls that he dropped, the Cowboys might win that football game last night.
Yeah, so. The Eagles last year were actually in terms of sack rate, and you got to remember they don't throw the ball a whole lot.
Yeah.
They were the second worst team in the league in terms of just when they did drop back. Wow. Jalen Hurts got sacked more than
That's surprising. I mean, they have a really good offensive line.
With Philadelphia, it's hard to break down a lot of the things because they're so unique, because their quarterback is so unique.
Yeah.
That when they didn't pass a whole lot, and then when they do pass
a lot of times he's
waiting for it to it's the rate, not the total sacks.
Yeah.
But they're the most run heavy team in the league. And then Jalen Hurts can extend plays, but sometimes he takes it. I'll tell you the thing I'm most impressed with about Jalen Hurts is I continue to blame Trevor Lawrence for his injury last year versus Azeez Elshire.
Mm-hmm.
Like multiple times in that game, you see him sliding a few yards short of the first down marker.
Yep.
He's got very good discretion about understanding, all right, I'm going to run, but I'm not going to be an idiot about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to preserve myself to be able to run for 17 games.
Very much so. Very much so. All right, we are off and running on a football Friday. Good to be with you, and we've got Texans and Rams coming up on Sunday at 3:25 p.m. That is kickoff time. Seth and I have Texans Countdown with you at 12:25 p.m. On Sunday afternoon, so we're looking forward to that. We'll dig into the Texans and the Rams in the 6 o'clock hour here. We've got updates on injuries with the Texans. One, not good. And Backgate from last night. We've got a lot of gates. We got Fromber Gate. We got Saliva Gate last night.
Oh, Backgate. And then the New York whiners.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Just when I thought my hatred for the Yankees was starting to tamp down a bit, just because it's getting a little boring to hate them. Aaron Boone gives you a reason to in the ninth inning last night. We'll have that for you coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, shout out Academy Sports and Outdoors for sponsoring Football Friday. Shout out Academy Sports and Outdoors, whose logo is on this Football Friday beer glass that I'm holding right now. I'm going to hold that up to the YouTube camera right there. Football Friday,
glass, yes.
Academy Sports and Outdoors, it's the kind of glass you'd stick in your freezer and pour a nice cold beer into. And on the other side of the one I'm holding, Seth, has a picture of Payne and Pendergast on it right there. Yeah, how about that?
Pain. When it's frosty cold, we're wearing parkas, and then when it if your beer gets too warm, Sean and I are both standing there in our boxers
in banana shorts. Hammocks. Yeah, yeah. That's what we are. That's it. No, so it's a it's a silhouette kind of picture of the two of us on there. It says Payne and Pendergast, and on the other side,
you're
football.
Holding it up to the wrong camera. Oh, never mind.
No, I'm holding it up to the audience.
You're good.
So the Football Friday logo there with a couple of helmets and Sports Radio 610. I bring this up because out at Talyard Brewery in Sugarland today is where the fellas are going to be. The drive with Sterner and Hughley, and they are giving away sets of these glasses, just giving them away. You just got to show up, but there's a limited amount of them. First come, first serve. So I'm looking at it right now. Our boss just texted us. Different designs. We've got four different designs for each show. We're first, so you know we're just going in chronological order.
Yeah.
So this week it's us. All you have to do is show up, but you've got to get there early because we only have a limited supply to give away each week. And today they're giving out Payne and Pendergast glasses. One per person while supplies last. So there you go. You're going to get a glass if you go out there.
Anyway, if you get angry, you can do whatever you want with it. You can you don't like a take that Sean or I give, you can smash it against the wall.
But just make sure
you film it and send it to us.
Film it and send it to us. And it's got to be a really bad take because you only get one of these. All right? Yeah. So it's got to be... If you're going to take out your frustration on the glass, make sure it's a horrible take.
Yeah. If you'd had a glass in your hand when earlier this week Sean said that the Texans should have drafted Jalen Carter instead of Will
Anderson. I didn't say that. Hold on. Now people are going to be walking around saying I said that. That's not true. That's 100%. No, but I would let you throw that glass for me even merely posing the hypothetical question.
Right.
They move up from, should they have moved up from 12 to 9 to get Jalen Carter or 12 to 3 to get Will Anderson? I still say 12 to 3 to get Will Anderson, but I'm here to come up with provocative material.
As far as the Jalen Carter incident last night, so it's very clear that Dak Prescott spit in the direction of Jalen Carter and then gave a smug smile. And that's what started everything, as they were likely talking smack or whatever already. But then when they're face to face, this is what the hypothesis is by some Eagles people right now. Dak said something right before Jalen Carter spit at him. And people are speculating that what he said was, "Your boy died." Talking about the racing incident in college.
Oh, yeah, Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter was involved in that high, the racing, and his friend died, his teammate died. I don't know. That's pretty damn.
That's heavy.
And when I watch it, I could see where that could be, but it could also be 29 other monosyllabic three words.
Yeah, you're right. There could be a lot of things that draw a big loogie in that case.
Right. No, yeah, like, and even reading his lips. It's one of those things when somebody said that and then I watched it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it totally could have been that.
Yep.
But he could have also just said, like, Blue's Clues rocks, you know? And I don't know. But it could have been any one of those things. If you told me he said Blue's Clues rocks and I looked at it, yep. Oh, he totally said Blue's Clues rocks.
You know, Dak, that would be more on brand for Dak than him citing a dead former teammate, I think.
Yeah.
Dak seems like a good guy.
I don't think he would do that.
Yeah. All right, couple things here. The other big thing that was happening on our televisions last night here was the Astros losing to the Yankees. So you lose 2 out of 3 to the Yankees at home. Blech. Gave up a bunch of runs in the process. Even the game you won 8-7, so that wasn't good. But the big story in this game, because the game was kind of out of hand when this happened. Well, I say it was out of hand. I mean, the Astros brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning.
They had
inning.
Two opportunities to hit a grand slam to win the thing. Yeah,
and both guys struck out, including Christian Walker, to end the game. So, yeah, Correa and Walker both struck out with the bases loaded to end the game. So that was disappointing. That'll happen. But this Aaron Boone, man. Taylor Trammell hits a double last night, and Aaron Boone asks the umpires to check the bat.
Yeah, because of some discoloration on the logo.
You are such a turd, dude.
That organization is just so pathetic. You know what they do? They hit home runs versus bad pitchers all regular season long, and they're awesome at it.
Yeah.
But you watched the game last night. What an affront to defensive baseball.
Oh, my God.
Just a bunch of clowns on the infield throwing the ball in the general direction of their teammates. And but Aaron Boone loves that he's been ejected more than any other manager in the league. He's going to whine and throw hissy fits and do all of that because that's the way you win in the regular season and then disappoint in the postseason.
It's the Yankee way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Taylor Trammell, who was with the Yankees last year, of course. Afterwards, kudos to Taylor Trammell. Basically said he felt like his integrity was being questioned.
Yeah.
He was deeply insulted that he was being brought under scrutiny for something that he said, like, I don't even know. So the accusation would be that they shaved the bat down a little bit.
Right.
And he said, well, like, does a skinny bat help you? I have no idea why I would even do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I loved Taylor Trammell's reaction after the whole thing was done. I mean, it took forever. Yeah. And it was the ninth inning of an 8-3 game or whatever it was at that point.
Yeah.
Ultimately 8-4. It was 8-4. But they only have runners on second and third, whatever. Like, I'm up watching all this. I stayed up through the lightning delay with the football game, and I'm up watching this. I'm like, man, can we just get this over with? You're challenging Taylor Trammell. It ain't Yordan Alvarez's bat. Taylor Trammell should be allowed to use a bat that's slightly illegal. He's like a career 188 hitter. They should let him use a bat that's a little off kilter.
It just reminds me of when Maldonado couldn't use his bat in the World Series, and it was and immediately that was when at the height of people just, you know, claiming that the Astros doing anything and everything, and it wasn't even a performance thing. It was that there was that Pujols bat that Pujols had given him, and because it was an old bat, it was illegal because it could splinter if it broke.
Oh, is that what it was?
But people made a whole to do about it when it wasn't even like cheating to try to gain an edge or something. It was just he was using an old bat that was no longer allowed.
Yeah. I wasn't far off. I just threw 188 out there as a career batting average for Taylor Trammell just because he's an up and down minor league, major league guy. 177. I was pretty close. Career 177 hitter. Yeah, and this guy's out here using a bat to get an edge.
Right.
What are we doing?
Well, I mean, that is when you'd be most tempted.
I guess.
If I were already hitting 400, I'm not going to be like, hey, what can I do to break this 410?
No, you're true. Very, very, very good point. I'm just trying to keep a major league paycheck at this point. I'll do whatever it is I have to do. But this is what we're doing in a 4-run game in the ninth inning on a getaway day, by the way. His team was probably like, what are we doing? I want to get to the airplane and get home or get to the next city, whatever it is.
I mean, that crew last night was just brutal, man.
The crew's been bad the whole series. That's a terrible crew.
It was so bad for both sides. Everybody's been screwed over at some point in this series. Just what the hell are you doing, Aaron Boone? This is why I don't... God, I hope he keeps his job forever. Keeps his job forever.
Him and Cashman,
because his team is a reflection of all of his personality quirks and traits.
Yep.
They just don't have. They're not mentally tough. They're just a bunch of whiners.
Yep.
Whine. My God.
This is a big six games coming up here for the Astros over the next week or so. Three in Texas, in Arlington against the Texas Rangers this weekend.
Yeah, he almost fell for the propaganda.
Yep. And then three in Toronto, which if the Astros take care of some business this weekend, you're still within shouting distance of Toronto to get back into the mix to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, also screwing over the Yankees, too.
Correct. Yeah.
Kind of a dual purpose there, too.
Yes, the Yankees, who made you stay at the ballpark 20 minutes longer last night than you should have, Aaron Boone. How worried are you about this Christian Kirk injury? He's going to be out for week one, reportedly.
I wish this wasn't week one. I mean, with Christian Kirk, when the Texans traded for him, you kind of sign on for, all right, the guy's had a spotty injury history here over the last couple of years.
And 12 games and 7 games in each of the last two seasons.
Yeah, so there's a good chance if he's just injury prone and it hasn't just been bad luck, that you're going to miss him for a few games, but that's why you draft Jalen Knoll. Yeah. I think that's why Braxton Berrios is on the squad. So I also, aside from Braxton Berrios' ability as a returner, I think it also adds that extra backup for Christian Kirk.
Yep.
So I didn't initially with the report on Wednesday that both of them had hamstring issues, both Berrios and Christian Kirk. That was distressing to me. I think the Texans are still set up pretty well as long as Nico Collins, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll, and Braxton Berrios are playing.
Yep.
It's just that it's not ideal for a rookie slot receiver because that's one of the harder positions to learn as a rookie.
Yeah, agreed. I wonder if they just go with some formations that – I wonder if they go with, like, more two tight end sets now instead of running a slot receiver out there. You know, a little more – a little more 12 personnel type stuff.
Well, no, I think that all depends just on how much they trust Jalen Knoll. And then the nice thing about week one is you can have a specific plan for Jalen Knoll without worrying about tendencies or
package.
Anything. Yeah, the Rams don't have any clue what it's going to be.
Yeah.
If Jalen Knoll has to play heavy snaps in the first few games, and you kind of, with rookie receivers in general, you kind of try to limit it as much as possible and lean into what they're good at. The first couple weeks, it's not going to be as big a deal. It's if you start to show some tendencies, then teams can game for it.
Yeah, the report was, and I apologize, I forget who, it might have been Aaron Wilson was the first one I saw, that said the Christian Kirk injury doesn't appear to be serious. He's only going to miss a short period of time. They're being cautious with it. The concern is kind of what you touched on, Seth, which is guy played 12 games or whatever. I forget the order of the years, but in the last two seasons, one of those seasons he played in 12 games, the other he played in only 7 games, and this is an injury that injury-prone people get. A hamstring injury coming out of training camp when you haven't even played a snap in the regular season yet.
Yeah.
You know, that's the concern. And the other concern is they traded for his contract, so they're paying him $16 million this year. You know, the money's spent. It's a sunk cost, not a sunk cost, but they're committed to it. So there's nothing you can do about it. But it is one of those things like, all right, that was the red flag in going and getting him was, all right, you're paying the full 16. There's a reason the Jags are getting rid of him, and it's $16 million.
Now, the flip side of that might be, all right, they knew that the injuries or the hamstring might be an issue, just the injuries in general might be an issue when they signed him. And the fact that the time horizon has been 2 weeks makes me feel like they're being perhaps just extra cautious that he felt just some kind of twinge at all.
Yep.
And like I said, they drafted two wide receivers. They've got Braxton Berrios on the roster.
Yeah.
All of that for a reason that you can, especially early in the season, you can load manage guys. You can be hyper cautious when it comes to any kind of soft tissue.
Yeah, there's a lot of redundancy at that slot position for them. People weighing in, I guess, up in Dallas. I said, I wonder what they're saying up in Dallas. We have an Uber driver in Dallas with a Dallas area code said, they're not talking about Parsons at all. They're convincing themselves that they're going to be okay this season.
Yeah.
Which I honestly, if I were them, that's probably what I would be doing too. If coming in this, if I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm encouraged by that game last night. I mean, there was that's the Super Bowl champions in their building, and you had a really good chance to win that game. You didn't lose that game because the Eagles overwhelmed you. You lost that game with some really bad self-inflicted wounds on offense, I thought.
And I thought that going up against one of the more physical teams in the league, you played a physical brand of football.
Yes.
So there's that. I just, as you posed the question in the first segment, all right, with Micah Parsons out there, do the Cowboys win that game? I'd say, yeah, I think there's a much better chance that the Cowboys win that game. The Cowboys defense, credit to them, really buttoned it up in the second half, but that doesn't undo all the damage from the first half, where Jalen Hurts just had all kinds of time to do whatever the hell he wanted in the backfield or running or anything else.
Yep, the plays that won that game for the Eagles offensively were plays I felt like where Micah Parsons would have had an impact. Or maybe more appropriately, the plays that didn't get made for the Cowboys on the defensive side of the football. They had one sack. They had one sack of Jalen Hurts last night. I got to feel like somewhere along the way, especially when both teams, Seth, were going back and forth. I mean, both teams scored on all of their drives until there was a lightning delay, it felt like. Like, they were going... I mean, both teams only touched the ball.
Yeah, the Eagles scored the first four drives. Yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles only had three drives in the first half because both teams were holding on to the football and possessing the football so well. I got to imagine that there's a decent chance Micah Parsons makes a play that gets the Cowboys defense off the field or causes a turnover or something like that. So, fun game last night, though, on Thursday Night Football. We'll circle back to it in headlines, which are coming up next. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of. Right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to headlines. Let's start with Thursday Night Football last night. Didn't think we'd have anything that would trump the Astros playing the Yankees here locally, but that Thursday Night Football game was good. And the big talk today is Jalen Carter getting ejected before the ball was even snapped from scrimmage. We had a kickoff return, 14 minutes, 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. And the two teams are just kind of milling around because an Eagle special teamer, I apologize, I don't remember the name. He's number 43. He was injured on the play, and so he was being attended to and being put on a cart. So idle hands are the devil's workshop. You leave a bunch of football players out there, Seth, to do nothing but stare at each other the beginning of the season when they've got all that pent-up training camp frustration. And Dak Prescott, a playful spit in the direction of Jalen Carter that hit the ground.
A playful spit.
Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter walked up and then just hocked a loogie right in the middle of Dak Prescott's sternum.
You know what? You know
and
what
he was
ironic?
Ejected from the game.
You know what's ironic about this is that, and the footage of Prescott spitting didn't come out until after the game, correct?
I didn't see it until this morning when I woke up.
Yeah, like him actually spitting and then giving a very smug look at Jalen Carter. The ironic part about this is that I thought one of the things the Eagles did really well in the Super Bowl was they did not allow themselves to get taunted by Travis, to get baited by Travis Kelce.
Yeah, yeah.
Travis Kelce would taunt them, but they weren't going to fall for the bait. And that was when C.J. Gardner-Johnson stood there with his hands behind his back as Travis Kelce was doing his stupid thing that he gets away with. So the Eagles did a great job of that. And Jalen Carter did a good job of it. There was one time where Jalen Carter was just kind of stiff-arming Travis Kelce off away from everybody so he couldn't mess with him in the Super Bowl. Last night, man, right out the gate, he gets taunted a little bit by Dak Prescott. And then you could argue that Dak is in the wrong 100%, but you can't argue that it was the dumbest thing, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on a football field. Jalen Carter walking across the line of scrimmage, which is going to draw attention from the official, standing face to face with Dak Prescott and then spitting on his chest. Just an idiotic move by Jalen Carter.
And he was the only Eagle walking over there. You know, that
Very, it was very conspicuous. It was just, and it's very, if you jaw with him or whatever, the official's going to tell you to go back to your, side of the line of scrimmage.
Right.
But he couldn't. Whatever Dak Prescott said to him, it worked. He spit on his chest. People were accusing Dak of saying something really, really out of bounds. Jalen Carter would have said something about it. And I know this because he's been public before. Remember when John Feliciano, the 49ers center, basically said something to Jalen Carter in a game about his dead teammate from college? Jalen Carter's teammate. And Jalen Carter talked about it afterwards and then allegedly made threats to John Feliciano's
family. Yeah, he 100% would have disclosed that that's what Dak said. He would have done
it. Yeah, Jalen Carter has taken full accountability for it. But it was just a, I mean, it kind of evened the tables in a lot of ways. The Cowboys don't have Micah Parsons. The Eagles don't have Jalen Carter.
That's a great point. You know what?
I'm sure. No, if you bet on that game, and especially if you maybe you locked it in before the, Parsons was even traded. And then you're thinking, like, immediately, all of a sudden, you take a corresponding move by the Eagles. They lose their best defensive lineman.
I got to look that up. I got to look that up and see what the daily.
The line was 8.5.
The line on the game was 8.5. But I got to. You and I both speak for daily fantasy apps out there, Seth.
Yeah.
That I guarantee had numbers like more than or less than 4.5 tackles.
Yeah.
More than half a sack. That kind of thing. Because oftentimes those apps, if someone gets injured, they'll give you some grace on that.
If they get injured, they give you grace, but does the ejection give
you grace? Yeah. That's actually, that's an interesting angle to, I think, a segment of the audience. I think, by and large, the audience is more intrigued by the fact that Jalen Carter might just be really, really dumb. That was a really stupid thing to do last night.
What's all the? I don't think he's going to get suspended. I think he'll get a hefty fine. Yeah,
no,
it wasn't bodily harm or anything like that.
No.
It was really dumb. He got ejected. I mean, he missed an entire game already. So
he did
give him time served, and then that's it.
But that's where the hefty fine comes in, because if he were to have gotten suspended, he'd miss a game check. So I think you're right. I think he gets fined. I don't even know how hefty the fine's going to be. I don't know, like, priors matter with this. I haven't followed Jalen Carter. Other than knowing he's awesome at football, I haven't followed his rap sheet as a player to know if he's a recidivist here on doing stuff like this.
The funniest thing was I saw a couple people after this say, the league said they were going to crack down on unsportsmanlike conduct, and there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You spit on somebody's chest in front of an official.
Yeah.
That's an ejection in any,
right?
I would say at least the last three decades.
Right. Like,
you know,
Jalen,
I don't know. About the 50s and 60s.
Jalen Carter hauls off and slugs Dak in the face. Like, good they're being vigilant about this. They kicked him out of the game. Like, okay. We'll get to the other stuff in headlines here. If you're a Cowboy fan waking up this morning, and I know that's a horrible place to put yourself, but just if you can get through the possible STDs and things like that, how are you feeling about your football team?
I'd say that was a promising effort by them. You go on the road against a team that you're a heavy underdog to, and I'll tell you what, defensively especially, they took it on the chin in the first half, and then they rebounded and came out and played a lot tougher in the second half.
Yeah.
I don't know how sustainable it is, because Eberflus was way more aggressive than I think he probably wanted to be with that defense. If you do that against a really good passing team, it probably would have ended a lot worse. I think they end up getting skewered if you're going against one of the better passing teams in the league.
I'll tell you, the big losers in this one, other than Jalen Carter and the Cowboys on the scoreboard, anybody who had A.J. Brown in fantasy.
Yeah.
He didn't get a target until the last drive where the Eagles are trying to run the clock out. He caught an 8-yard pass. There was a point in the game where I'm like, is he playing? Dotson was getting more targets than A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith was getting more targets than A.J. Brown.
About through the third quarter, I was expecting to see him really deepen his sports book. Psychology book that he reads. Like, you know, highlighting passages and everything, making notes on his tablet to the side.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a frustrating one for a wide receiver. Meanwhile, CeeDee Lamb's getting all the targets in the world.
All the time.
And dropping. He's got about probably a 23% drop rate right now.
That's not an exaggeration.
He had three drops on 13 targets.
Yeah, is that what it was? Okay, yeah. I mean, some were off target.
So it's like a 7.5% drop rate.
Yeah,
or something.
Dude. Oh yeah, three drops on 13 targets is like it's like 20%, close to it.
No, it's like 7.5%.
3 out of 13? 3 out of 13 is like a little under 25%.
Oh yeah, you're right, aren't you? Yeah. Well, you're right. I was making it out of, okay, yeah, good call. Good job, Sean.
Thanks for doubting my arithmetic.
Oh, no, that was really, I was way off on that. Yeah, sorry. Good job.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, yeah, you corrected me first. You just corrected me.
Yeah.
So you doubted my mathematical ability.
Yeah, when you said 7% and 3 out of 13, I did doubt.
You're 100%
I doubted
right.
your mathematical ability. Yeah. I did. Sorry. Let's get to the Astros. They lose to the Yankees last night. 8-4, the final score in this one. And the Yankees gave the Astros every chance to hang in this game. That was a bad news Bears performance by the Yankees. The Astros got most of their runs from Yankee mistakes out there. Had a chance in the end, loaded the bases in the ninth inning, and Carlos Correa and Christian Walker each coming up to the plate with the bases loaded and each struck out with the bases loaded. So the Astros are 3.5 games up on the Mariners. They are headed up to Arlington to face the Texas Rangers for the next three nights. And the Rangers are kind of nipping at the heels of the Mariners, too. The Rangers are in this playoff race right now for a wild card spot. So this should be fun. There should be some juice with this series this weekend up in Arlington. Should be good.
Yeah, last night, having those two chances with the bases loaded, and despite how much better the offense has looked, I got to remember the offense hasn't actually looked better other than one game. Look, you've got runners in scoring position to an extreme degree.
Yes.
And you came up short. And I'm not mad at Correa individually or Walker individually, but my God, these are the opportunities where, can we do something? Can we please do something more consistently with runners in scoring position?
1 for 11. With runners in scoring position last night. That is close to 7%, Seth Payne. 1 for 11. Yeah. That is bad.
I get 7%? That's really bad. I'm as bad as the Astros with runners in scoring position when it comes to math this morning.
You're like Jalen Carter spitting at people, man, when it comes to the arithmetic. So Astros at the Rangers. Texans news, Christian Kirk is going to be out for week one. Matthew Stafford will be ready for week one. He had his press conference earlier this week, and he said, I am full go, no issues for this game.
Oh, I'm going to go play the game. Whatever happens, happens. I'm playing like I always play. I got no issues with, a physical game. Obviously, would love to stay as clean as possible, but, I'm not thinking twice about that at all. I'm out there ready to go play.
Okay, so he's ready to go play, but he's not saying I feel great in any of that right there. He's like, I'll be ready. You know, it's football. I'll be ready.
Ready
to play.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
I feel ready to play.
Yeah. That's not I feel good.
I think, J.J. Watt told that story on McAfee about how he had to get an epidural 4 weeks into the season in 2000. I confirmed that it was the 2015 season, by the way, Sean.
Yeah, yes.
By a source very, very, very close to J.J.
Very close
Watt.
To the back
Yes,
injury.
Incredibly close to J.J. Watt. Almost as if he lives inside his skin.
And I confirmed that, with his disc.
Yeah. That it was that 2015 season where he would go on to win a defensive MVP. That he couldn't bend past the waist for like 15 hours until he got the epidural. He was like hunched over the entire time.
Oh my God.
And then he ended up being defensive MVP that season. It made me realize, okay, All right, there's a real good chance that Matt Stafford, at the very least, is going to make it through this game
through this
without
game.
Any issues.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
if a 290-pound defensive lineman can take on double teams and win defensive MVP in a year, that, okay, a quarterback, as long as he's not getting completely destroyed all the time, can probably make it through it as well.
We'll dig into this matchup in the next segment. Back to J.J. Watt, you brought that up, and J.J. bringing that up on McAfee, that he got an epidural after his disc blowing out, lifting weights in week four. He literally said he had to crawl to the trainer's room to get attended to. And the first thing I thought of is like, wow, week four. I'm like, how did that not get out? Like, how did that? I mean, JJ probably wasn't alone in the weight room when he was crawling out of the weight room and getting hurt.
We should relitigate this and go back and find the injury report and see if the Texans could be accused of dodging the
what's the statute of limitations
or something. Yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine? We do that and they get fined for it, and then we run into
we got for no good reason whatsoever. Yeah. We snitch on the Texans. Yeah,
no, there's zero to gain.
It was like when Arian Foster sold out Tennessee about the tacos that his coach had bought him.
Yes.
Meanwhile, whichever coach bought him the tacos is out there like, oh, Arian,
hey, man.
Come on, what the hell, man? Tried to do you a solid.
That is what it would be. That's hilarious.
10 years later, you're getting investigated by the NCAA.
I'm like, man, how did that not like see the light of day ever? Like the JJ, like think about that. Like JJ Watt in that moment, everybody, like his teammates are all probably looking at this like, okay, well, our season's over. We got Brian Hoyer, a quarterback, and our best defensive player is crawling like a baby to the trainer's room right now.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Couldn't erect his spine past his waist until 18 hours later when he got the epidural.
I wonder how nervous he was, you know, like about like.
Well, with him on McAfee, he said that it was one of those things. You just dialed in and like, get me. I don't think he was probably nervous at all. He was more focused on getting through the week and getting into the game.
Give me the right juice to get me to Sunday. All right. I'm not concerned one bit. All right. Those are your headlines for today. Up next, let's start digging into this matchup between the Rams and the Texans this weekend. I have a number that has to do with D'Amico Ryans and Sean McVay. Does this number matter at all for this matchup? That is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.